We present Carnival King by Bruce Bedford, with James Grout as Derek Simmons, the Ferrets Comfort Carnival Club secretary, and Sarah Neville as Kiki von Thwaite, the ever-ready radio reporter.
This is Kiki von Thwaite in the studios of Radio Arpa, the station where legends are made. Speaking of which, about my expenses. Well, of course I knew it was you, Roy. It's 9:32 on the dot. It just had to be my favourite producer. Okay, my only producer. Today? Hold on. Today. Right. This morning, a quarter hour face-to-face with Jeremy Fletcher on a whistle-stop tour promoting whatever his next cruddy book's called. No, Roy, I'll try not to refer to it as that. Not on air, anyway. This afternoon? Tying up that bypass story. Interviews with the nearest and dearest, condemning it as a concrete killer. 4 killed in 7 months, darling. How much meatier can you get? Oh, I'd love dinner, Roy, but really, you're talking to a working woman here. There's this certain Somerset Carnival Club that you insisted we did a year-long documentary on. Fly on the wall, warts and all. Well, they've got another committee meeting tonight. And if I miss it, it's bound to be the one when they lynch the secretary or something. Yes, it has been very flat material today, but what the hell did you expect, Watergate? Well, we'll just have to edit with rather more inspiration than usual. I know, sorry. Rain check on that dinner?
No, Sue, he's gone. I promise you I'm quite alone. So the outcome of this strategy meeting was that they got something that could wipe the board? Yes. Yes, the meeting's on for tonight. But of course I'll tell them. Have you got any details yet? Who's coming back? Oh, okay, okay. Now just let me have the details as soon as... Hello, Sue? Sue?
Could I have quiet, please? Thank you. Now, that radio reporter's coming again tonight, and obviously it would be better if he didn't know about the inside information we get on our main competitor's plans. The thing is, I had a call today from Sue.
I'm molding alloyed stainless. Hey, move over, Burgess and McLean.
Yeah, and she'd just been at Allied Stainless strategy meeting.
Strategy meeting? They get worse.
Yeah, they do, Tina. The thing is, she said... Oh, hell no. Oh, hello, Miss von Thwaite.
Hi, sorry I'm late, Derek. All? Stuck on the bypass.
Yeah.
Ah, thanks.
We were just starting.
Great. I'll just tape a general intro. Another crucial meeting in the intimate back parlour of the Ferrets Comfort Inn. Around me, the Ferrets Comfort Carnival Club Committee. The question that hangs on everyone's lips tonight is, can this once second division club pull out of the hat the idea for a carnival float that will steal from the big league clubs the coveted Carnival Cup? Secretary Derek Simmons, is that where your club is at tonight?
At? Well, basically. Shall I...
Yes, just carry on.
Yes. good evening, members. We're delighted to welcome again Miss Kiki von Thwaite of Radio Arpa.
No, forget me. Forget I'm here.
Oh, right. Will that be...
Yeah, we'll let it.
That's right. to recap, then. 2 years ago, we came fourth in the Carnival Cup stakes.
And second last year. Hooray!
Yeah, second indeed. Second only to Allied Stainless.
Your biggest opposition?
I thought you weren't here.
Only my questions.
For editing.
Right.
So, this is the year of the big push for us. And today I learned how big a push. It seems that Allied... all things considered, we have a fight on our hands. We have to produce something very special indeed.
Exactly. How are you able to anticipate the strength of the opposition?
We
Well, it's...
It's rooms, Kitty. Orchard rooms.
Orchard rooms.
A fine Somerset tradition.
That's right.
Joyce Selby, committee member.
Do cast the twigs afore the blight to grip, and all will be foretold.
Nice one, Joyce.
Quite. Cast the ruins.
Runes.
And there you are. Anyway, all indications and runes are that all our competitors, especially one, are probably putting on a special effort this year. So should we. Put a special effort on.
Very neat, Derek. Don't mention the mole.
Mole?
Oh, just a local agricultural problem, Miss Funthwaite. So, once again, we all turn to George, whose innovative ideas have in recent years...
George Selby, husband of Joyce and the ideas man. You've brought so many so close to the ultimate accolade so recently. At this moment in time, does the mantle rest easily or what?
What?
George Selby, the ideas man. You designed the float that brought the ferret second to the cup last year.
Yeah, he did.
How are your plans for this year's progressing?
Oh, you know, Miss Ivani. Coming on.
Do you have a winner?
Coming on, Miss Ivani. Coming on.
Quiet, please. Do we have any other business?
Yeah, another round.
Yeah.
I've only got one item, an application for membership from a Ken Jordan. He's the new chap in the village who just moved into Old Forge Cottage. Anyone know him? Anyone propose him? He's very keen.
Well, what's the harm?
Right. Proposed by George Selby and seconded...
Joyce?
Yeah. Okay, seconded by Joyce Selby. Ken Jordan is now a member. Nothing else. Right, to the bar.
No rush, George. It's late night shopping. He is very charming, though.
Who?
I said that Ken Jordan. Very polite.
Him again. Oh, yes, charming. Sod.
Just a few weeks in the club and he's bubbling over with ideas. Could be just what the club needed.
Didn't know we needed anything.
Oh, come on, George.
All right, Joyce. A few good ideas, granted. But it takes years to settle into the ferret's way of doing things.
Exactly. I wish you'd push yourself a bit more. In the club.
You want me bubbling over, too?
You deserve better. Just like at work. They take you for granted.
In other words, they can count on me. Why is that wrong?
Well, you should have had Derek's job this year for a start.
Club secretary to get my name on the letter headings. No, Joyce, I come up with the ideas. And there's no need for a fancy name to do that.
12 years and still just committee.
There you are, Miss Funthwaite.
Oh, Kiki, please.
My CV accurate to 6:40 a.m. as of today.
Great, Ken, but could you perhaps nutshell this? What brings a highly successful public relations consultant down from London to Somerset?
Yeah.
And what makes him, what made you, join a small vintage carnival club?
Sure, yeah. Well, you've seen my portfolio. There's many clients in Brussels, Turkey and Sydney as in London, so in these days of fax and modem, why not relocation of one's power base to more congenial surroundings? I can bounce business off a satellite just as fast from Somerset.
But why the club?
Environmental infrastructure and lifestyle integration, Kiki. Person kind dictates it, Kiki. No prevarication, commitment. Another drink?
So you see it as an essential part of your being assimilated into the local environment?
And it in me. Healthy for both.
Yes, well, you've certainly... I understand you've already been responsible for a number of significant changes in the running of the club.
Just surface stuff. so far. The accounts transferred from a scruffy notebook to this computer. And now there's a proper database giving instant access into each member's expertise and construction hardware availability.
Who's got the nuts, who's got the bolts, and who can put them together?
Precisely. Well, roughly.
And you've been working on the club's image.
Oh, just gloss. There'll be proofs faxed through today for a new high-profile club letterhead. Expenditure nil. Contact of mine, brilliant graphic designer. Did the concept for the entire range of Just Good Friends condom packaging. Oh, and I fed through a couple of ongoing development ideas to Secretary Derek.
And how would you say the club has taken to you, to your ideas?
A fresh well in the desert, Kiki? What would you say to that?
Sup up, Derek, and cheer up, man.
Sorry. I mean, look, what would you make of all this?
But don't let go, George.
It's all soaked in beer.
What is it? The Declaration of Independence, according to Ken Jordan. That's just one printout. Optimum person power utilization procedure. You should see his flowchart for building the cart. Or float, as he insists on calling it. Could paper the kitchen with it.
He'll settle down. Anyway, I've nearly finished the idea for this election meeting. It could be a winner, too. Although I suppose, as always, it'll be a selection from just the one. Won't it?
George, there'll be an additional proposal this time.
Oh, well. Well, that's good. It's Terry, is it? Oh, Gina, it's high time they had... Oh, no. It's him, isn't it? Barnes, Wallace and Leonardo de Bloody Vinci rolled into one.
It's nothing, George. We all know you're the ideas, man. The others will just humour Ken along, quietly. Nothing public.
So, in all key planning respects, I found it advantageous to regard it as just another client requirement fulfilment.
And can you reveal to Radio Arthur listeners exactly what your proposal will be for this year's Ferret's Comfort Carnival Fleet?
I recognise that client confidentiality is another crux issue here, Kiki. But I can state that I've utilised the latest online computer-aided design facilities to produce a blueprinted intent which should, working from a baseline assimilation of winning factors employed in recent years, produce a product that will satisfy the on-street consumer.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Tailpiece to Ken Jordan interview, Carnival 27. Thank you, Ken. Despite the secrecy which understandably shrouds your project, it was good of you to have been as public as you have. And next week, at the same time, Radio Arthur will be reporting again on the fortunes of the Somerset Carnival.
To the people and the issues in the arts with our live late show and Tracy McLeod.
Coming to bed, love?
No, not yet.
Do you need this bit of old paper?
That bit of old paper, Joyce, is my proposal for this year's car. Sorry, no computer-aided what's it. Just a pencil and paper.
Give it a rest, George. It's gone midnight. And if you finish it...
Just polish it up. Details.
Seems Ken's idea to be quite something, didn't it?
Quite something.
Well, it's amazing how a newcomer can get into the swing of things so quickly.
Quite something. Oh, damn. Where's the ruddy pencil sharpener, then?
Temper? Oh, Derek rang to remind us that the selection meeting's next Tuesday.
As if I didn't know. Where's my ruler?
And they've switched the venue. It'll be Ken's place.
What? Oh, it won't be the same. No best bitter. Just computer coffee and computer biscuits.
Joyce, this living room's a cross between a Doombay factory and Mission Control. By the look of it, we'll be lucky to share a glass of mineral water.
Yeah.
Don't worry, there'll be a mass exodus for the ferrets as soon as we've finished.
Right, can I start by warmly thanking Ken for inviting us to hold this selection meeting in his own home? It's quite a change from our usual haunt at the Ferret's Comfort.
Decor and grid reference only, Derek.
What?
Thought we should preserve the ambience and spirit. Whip those covers off that refectory table, Terry. Yeah, at the back there. A barrel of the Ferret's best bitter. Hey. Or for the more agrarian palate, a Fergan and Velvet Pieces cider. Oh, glasses in the box. Ladies might prefer the contents of the drinks cabinet, the medieval coffin in the illuminated alcove.
First round to Kenny Boy.
Let's start again. The purpose of this meeting is to choose the theme for our next carnival cart. Now, there are two suggestions. First, George Selby's.
George, can you manage?
No, I thought I were down there for life. No, this idea is as much thanks to my son Adam as anyone. For weeks, his damn stereo's played nothing but Forward to the Past, and he promises me it will be in the charts for a good time yet. You all know how many carnival cups have gone to carts with good pop music themes.
True enough.
Well, I propose our cart is based on the music for that song, Forward to the Past.
Sing it for us, John.
No, I don't reckon I can do quite that. But for the one in a million who hasn't heard it yet, I can say roughly what it's about.
Sing it!
Basically, it says that the way we're going, mankind will probably end up back where it began, in the caves.
Laugh every laugh.
No, we're not after laughs, Tony. We're after that cup. And this idea could get it. Now, here, this is how I see the general design.
Use the back of an envelope, George.
No, I've splashed out on a whole sheet of paper this time. Oh. Pass it round, please, Joyce. There we are, then. The cart will be made up as a cave. Stalactites, stalagmites, all that stuff. Now, 14 folk inside the cave, dressed in bowlers and pinstripes. Fancy city dresses, but all in tatters. And at the cave entrance, hammering to get in, four dressed in Stone Age stuff. Animal skins, clubs, bones.
And the lighting?
Well, that's the difference. Usually, everyone goes for bags of lighting, thousands of lamps. This time we do, yet we don't. The lighting level will vary between very dim and dazzling, sort of nuclear bright. We can do this,
Stephen. No other comments?
Well, then, though one or two feel it's not the not the cheeriest of themes, most agree that visually it's an exciting challenge. And, of course, George's ideas have over the years brought us ever closer to the cup.
That's right.
However, as I said, there's another proposal this year. Ken Jordan.
Yeah. Astutely, George here has identified the popular public theme as the target to go for. My proposal, though, takes us to a higher plane. The theme music for the high-rating television series, Cloud Nine. And using this as a germinal platform, I prepared this graphics visualization.
Oh, well, that's very impressive, Ken. What's the colour scheme, though?
As seen, Derek. Having this working base of a mass of pure white gives us appreciable scope to power highlight the pastel costumes, even though they're low on the chromatic scale.
Like piss holes in the snow.
Nice analogy, Tony.
That's an awful lot of clouds you got there. How do we make those?
No great technical problem. 182 cubic metres of expanded polystyrene. And the great
polystyrene. Plastic on that scale, no chance.
Oh, dear. Ken, now you're in it.
Ken, I think as secretary I should point out that in terms of the materials used, the ferrets have always followed, a conservative view. And plastic...
Quite, but if I could get on with my presentation.
You mean that wasn't it?
Not quite.
Sophie, cue the music, please.
Look at that dress.
Yes.
Beatrice, cue lights down stage one and cue over projector one.
Bosom in Beatrice to the afternoon.
We'll hold on screen one here the key elements of the project in phase blocks. And screen two shows the critical path analysis for the construction scheme.
And now for that, Beatrice.
Sophie will spot highlight as we proceed, and information packs are now being distributed as an ongoing backup.
Slide one.
This is a basic projection of the structural requirement of the cart, as showing the novel integration of various elements hitherto regarded as being discrete components.
Oh my
requiring
God.
The cloud motif is one generally held to engender a positive public response in this respect.
Few slides, 23, and next slide into same stuff.
A survey by Ricebrew and Ricebrew, see appendix 8 in your folder, field researching on behalf of a new washing powder from Pivot Brothers, indicated that a cloud theme attracted the following percentage acclamation ratings. Purity, 93. Reliability, 76. User-friendliness, with its concomitant advantages. And finally, a hologram of the final structure. Now, do please walk by it to appreciate the full effect. Thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry, George. He does have a way with things.
Don't he just, sir?
What a night.
Unbelievable.
All that high-tech business?
And they fell for it.
Hmm?
Nothing.
Shall we cattle?
Oh, a bit tired, Joycey.
You're still worried about all that polywatts it, aren't you?
Something like that.
Oh, for a producer, you'd make one damn great fisherman, Roy. Just great. You build the boat, you launch the boat, you throw a very expensive net over the side and wait for months, and then, just when you're ready to land the best catch ever, you want to pack it in. Okay, my metaphors are lousy, but I just don't understand. Please.
Nope.
Look, the early stuff on the Carnival Club was okay, flat. And if it hadn't hotted up, I'd have agreed. Run a couple of 5-minute spots as fillers, then a 15-minute roundup on how they all got pissed after the show was over. But it's changed. With Ken Jordan crashing in like an Exocet missile, we've got a story on our hands. It's the stuff you wanted in the very beginning. It's not the cozy corner anymore. These people are changing. And I'm getting it on tape. Oh, God, don't just sit there looking like... Okay. Listen to this.
Been the ideas, man, for years.
Joy Selby. She's the wife of the guy who's had the rug pulled from under him by Ken Jordan's arrival. 3 G&Ts, and I've just let the tape run.
Yes. Cheers, Kiki. Oh, well, it's bound to have had an effect, hasn't it? He's been the ideas, man, for years, old George. Marvellous ideas. Oh, if his employers knew just what talent they had there. The club had come to depend on him, and he'd come to depend on them doing that. Do you see what I mean? He hasn't said anything, even to me, but it's... Well, he's changed so much. He used to be so sure in himself. He used to look forward to tomorrow and be happy about tomorrow and the day after. Now, well, now it's a job for him to get through today. Oh, Lord. Is that thing still on?
It was, and it should be kept on. Roy, go or no go?
Go.
Oh, you're a darling. But I'm glad I'm the one who does the words. Okay, we'll take now. Derek Simmons, club secretary. Derek,
You're several months into the construction of your carnival float. The most ambitious yet undertaken by your club.
Yes?
Yet I understand that you're still several thousand pounds short of your budget figure.
Well, when you say several... I mean, this is a very expensive undertaking, and there's... fundraising activities are continuing, of course. Well, it's true that this particular car is costing us a hell of a... Well, it's costing us rather more than before, but...
Some say the ferrets have bitten off more than they can chew.
Now, that's simply not true.
Yes, quite unfounded, Kiki. A local double-glazing company has this hour guaranteed to fund any shortfall in this year's budget.
What?
Contact of mine, Derek. That's right. Now, Kiki, perhaps an inspection of the car?
Yes, Miss Von Thwaite. How clever of you to find out. Some of the lighting we need is of a very specialised nature. But a London film company is able to lend us what we need. As you say, isn't it marvellous? Bye, then. Thanks to another of Ken's contacts, of course.
Shan't be long enough. I'm only having the ends trimmed. Go and join Derek in the ferrets.
I'll see you there, then.
You two will work something out. If not, I'm sure Ken will.
Yeah, you would think that. But I doubt it. This time.
Ah, here he is. Another bidder, please, Dorothy. Hello, George.
Derek.
Gorgeous, isn't she?
Are you serious? Our only cart lighting generator has given up the ghost, unrepairable, Tony said, and you're ogling barmaids. Oh, this is it, Derek. The ferrets are out.
Thanks. Here. Cheers. I rang you back, but you'd already left. It's okay.
How can it be okay?
A hire company's lending us a generator for the next 3 weeks and the whole carnival period.
Oh, we can't afford that kind of... Oh, it's the White Knight again, isn't it? Another, what's he call it? Another freebie?
Yes, yes, damn it, another contact of Ken's. But, George, look, we've got a cart, and it's a good one. Isn't that all that counts, in the end?
Yes, I suppose you... No, damn it, I used to think that.
So all that work you put into your cart designs wasn't important? Oh, you can't tell
but
me.
That's it, Derek. All the work, all the fun. No one had slept for nearly a year just for a few carnival nights if they didn't enjoy it. Ken Jordan does not enjoy it, not like we do or used to do. It's just another job for him, an extension of his fancy PR design, but only unpaid.
Well, perhaps, but it is a good cart.
And you never see him laugh.
Laugh? Well, what do you... No. No. Not Ken.
Oh, come on, come on. Damn hang...
Let me guess.
Derek, you scared the living daylights out of me.
At 11 o'clock at night? Sorry, Joyce. Oh, you've got a spare tyre. Good. They're properly inflated, isn't it? Right. Always wanted to be the White Knight on a dark night, may I?
May you?
Right. You should have got Ken to help. He's just over the road.
Oh, no, he'll be in bed. Well, at least I suppose so.
Letting his electronic chips cool down. George at home?
Yes, probably got his feet up in front of the telly.
Oh, will he be able to work on the cart tomorrow night?
Oh, yes, he'll be there. You know George.
Yeah, indeed I do, Joyce.
You've noticed then?
Well, it's hard not to. I never thought I'd see him bitter.
Not bitter. Not anything. Though it must have been hard for you, too.
Oh, no. I just lurch a little and let Ken's brilliant and astounding innovations roll by me.
Yeah, I mean hard letting Ken's cart idea be adopted, knowing how it would affect George.
Oh, come on, Joyce. George wouldn't thank me for any nursemaiding in the club. Can you imagine?
No, of course not. Oh, I don't know what to do. about George? What has happened?
Not in the club. Oh, God knows. It's up to Ken, I suppose. Ironic, our destiny up to the newcomer.
The other irony is, do you remember what George said the night he proposed Ken for membership?
No. No, I don't.
Where's the harm, he said. Where's the harm?
Clock and all's well, George. Your relief is at hand. Oh, bloody chilly relief, too. Is all this midnight vigil stuff really necessary?
Oh. Yes, Ken. When your cart's ready, round-the-clock guard duty's the order of the day.
Or night.
That is, if you've got a cart worth guarding.
And, is this one worth guarding, George?
Yes. Yes, Ken. This one's worth it.
Coming from you, that's a big compliment. The biggest. Thanks.
Well, I'll be off then. Steve will take over at 7 a.m., then Susie's on for the afternoon night.
Good night. George. No hard feelings.
Hard? No. Not hard.
For the Walkman. And the whiskey. Five of the morning and time to check the edifice. Well, hello, Cloud Nine. No rats gnawing at your vitals. No terrorist attacks on your undercarriage. Good girl, my own Cloud Nine. Intacto. That makes a change. Rateable piece of design, too, even though I say it. I know. George said as much, too. Even George. Hello? Who's that? Nobody says it. Oh, well. Hello again. What are you doing? Oh, what's this? Country noises. You certainly... Thank you.
As dawn breaks jaggedly over sunset, the fire engines leave, call too late, and the Ferrets Comfort Carnival Club members stand dazed. Before them, the ruins of their beloved carnival float, gutted by a misty fire.
Well, Kent?
Derek, my... the car.
I don't know what to say.
No, but I do. We've got our mould in Allied Stainless, and they've got one with us. And if you'd have half listened to anyone else, you'd have known that. Common knowledge. So, below you, I suppose. You were taken for a ride in the back of that bloody car of yours. The city slicker, Ken, has been taken for a sucker. And the rest of us with you.
Derek, at this moment of tragedy, what are your thoughts?
Sod off.
Come on, George. Come on, love. Let's get outside in the fresh air.
In a minute. Just look at that. You know, he really did have the makings of something good there. Something. No, I don't know.
The float. Only hours ago, a spectacular mass of billowing polystyrene stands gaunt. Its supporting structure is still intact, but the months of painstaking effort have been reduced to a shambles. Where clouds blossomed overhead and underfoot, the hungry flames have left only an inverted jungle of molten plastic icicles dripping from the canopy. Underneath each icicle, a sad stump of molten plastic flowing away to drape over the edge of the flames.
George, are you coming?
There's something... Oh, I don't know.
George Selby, at this moment of tragedy, what are your thoughts?
Hmm?
Your thoughts?
I thought... Well, for a start, Miss Yvonne, take that microphone of yours and... Oh, hang on, though.
Your thoughts?
Thoughts? Yes, damn it, look at it, by God, yes! You lot, everyone, now hear this!
And for this night, this tranquil and ancient cathedral city is transformed into a place of dazzling and noisy celebration as float after float slowly pass by, each seemingly brighter and more spectacular than its predecessor. The streets are packed to capacity with excited spectators. Jan next to me stands a man with his young son on his shoulders. And what do you think of the carnival?
Who are you?
Kiki Von Fleet. You're on Radio Arthur.
No, I'm not.
But we are breaking away now because round the corner comes a very special float. For nearly a year, Radio Arthur has followed the progress of the Ferret Comfort Carnival Club. Only days before the start of this carnival week, their Cloud 9 theme float suffered a mysterious fire. It seemed that all hope was lost for this year, but then Lord Selby, the club's old hand idea man, had a vision. From the ashes has arisen the phoenix. After a week of frenzied activity, the molten plastic ruin has been utterly transformed into George's original theme of a tent. A forest of stalactites hangs down to the canopy. Below, rank after rank of stumpy stalactites and a cave floor flowing over the very edges of the cliff. Forward to the park! A float which so nearly never was, now applauded by the crowd. Inside the cave, a dozen of the citizens of the future, their smart pinstripes and fashion dresses reduced to tatters. And at the cave entrance, a symbolic gathering.
Squeeze up closer, I missed that.
I said, only one man could have done it. You soft beggar.
Your vision.
Vision? Hardly. It were ready made.
It's funny, though.
What?
Oh, everybody was bowled over by everything Ken did. Like some kind of sorcerer. Threw them all in. And you? Well, months ago, wasn't it?
You found out!
My village, love. You were around there half a dozen times those evenings you went out, weren't you?
Oh, George. Yes, yes, I was.
Oh.
George Selby? If for one minute I thought you thought... Oh, no. Oh, no, actually, for a twit, Ken's a very considerate sorcerer. Quite happy to share his electronic alchemy.
What?
He was teaching me how to use a computer, silly. Crash course. And it's a present for you. Now I can teach you how to use yours.
Right.
Delivered today. It's waiting back home. Now you can be as high-tech as Slicky Dicky Ken or anyone else, my love.
You're some woman, Joyce.
Ah.
So, I might just choose to stick to the back of an old envelope.
Knock it off, you two. This is a solemn moment. George Selby, you had a dream.
Hey, that's been done.
And the culmination of that dream is this. It's my round, and it's a privilege to pass you this. 3 points of best bitter served up in the most appropriate container.
The Carnival Cup!
The Carnival Cup!
Well, Derek. What do I say?
Keep it short!
Yes, short! Well... Cheers!
Cheers!
In Carnival King by Bruce Bedford, Roger Hammond was the Carnival King, George Selby, Christian Rodsker was the Slicky Dicky, Ken Jordan, and June Barry was the Room Caster, Joyce Selby. Derek, don't mention the mole, Simmons was James Grout, and Kiki, what are your feelings, Von Thwaite, was Sarah Neville. Christine Moore was Gina, and Jonathan Nibbs was Tony. Other parts were played by members of the Ferret Comfort Carnival Club. Cloud 9 and Forward to the Past were composed by Rob C. Lever, and the play was directed in Bristol by Andy Jordan.
Well, setting off to scatter her husband's ashes, a widow discovers more than she bargained for in tomorrow's drama, Ashes to Antarctica.